Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner of not only the Stars, but the Texas Rangers. It's Tom Hicks. Good morning, Tom.
Very disappointing day for the Rangers.
Yeah, we wanted to talk to you about the A-Rod story, which broke this weekend, and yesterday he admits that he used steroids while he was a Ranger, 2001 to 2003. How did that make you feel?
Not very good. Apparently I was running a drug house and didn't know it there. But, you know, I can't really blame these guys for taking performance-enhancing drugs, but with the daily regimen that I undergo.
What is that? What do you undergo?
Well, I wake every morning to the sound of a youth choir at the foot of my golden bed. Then I'm lowered into a bath of unicorn tears.
Well, that sounds awfully expensive, but I guess you can afford that.
Then I'm injected with the hopes of children.
Gosh.
And in an interesting form of blood doping, I enjoy a relaxing transfusion for the blood of saints.
Jeez.
I'm 112 years old, and look at me. Look great.
So the players may have just been following their leader here.
So that's possible. But I had no idea that Alex was doing this. He hid it from me. And when this came out yesterday, I was very angry with Alex. I called down to my helipad and ordered Marine 2 to be fired up. They told me it'd take 15 minutes to get it up and going, but I was so mad and impatient. I ended up going down to my stables and getting on my Pegasus and flying to New York myself. I confronted Alex. I said, Alex, how could you do this to me? He looked at me with his freaky hybrid eyes and said, Mr. Hicks, I betrayed you. I'll do anything to make it up to you. So I gave him 10 tasks, a few of which, kill the Nemean lion, kill the Lernian hydra, clean the Augean stables.
These sound like the tasks given to Hercules.
Very similar.
Isn't that asking a bit much of A-Rod?
I suppose so, but if you're on as much juice as he's on, I figure he can get it done within a week.
Well, isn't this a little disappointing to you that so many Rangers are associated with this steroid story?
Really disappointing only from the standpoint that we didn't win anything while we were there, higher than a kite on steroids. you would think with all these players basically containing the testosterone of bull testicles within every inch of their body that we would have won something. But
yeah, you'd think.
But, you know, we tried that route. We couldn't win that way. So finally we just gave up and hired Ron Washington and waved the white flag. And then I gave the GM job to some friend. Know too much about him. But
given up, huh?
Well, we gave up for a while, but now I'm thinking about getting it from Merck. Pfizer, the best chemist from Merck, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, along with Jose Canseco, to design the design new and exciting performance-enhancing drugs for my teams.
So if you can't beat them, join them.
Sean Avery, but it had a horrible side effect of turning him into a douche. So just continue that one. Got to get going, guys.
Oh, you do? What do you got to do?
I'm meeting with our former president, George Bush.
Oh, wow.
High-level meeting there. We have neighbors now.
Let's just say that we are patriot-acting your telephone lines as we speak.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Good morning to you.
That's a little concerning.
So powerful. So wealthy.
There is Tom Hicks, allegedly, the owner of the Stars and...